69 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And the grain markets are trading to the plus side after the overnight trade was a little bit on the weak side, continuing yesterday's late session trend. Right now, we see the July corn at 429.5. That's up 10.75. December 446.75 is 11 cents higher. We still have not taken out yesterday's high. We'd be talking about 454 in the December futures and 438 in the July futures. We're a dime under that in the July. Not a lot of news out. I'm expecting to see some end of the month evening up of trade today and tomorrow. But the nearby corn now has been up 95 cents since the low we made the middle of the month. And that's from that low to yesterday's high. That's a pretty stout move for a month's time. As a matter of fact, yesterday we had some trading ranges in corn that would rival many several-month trading ranges for corn of late. On the bean side of things, Brian, the nearby July or 884, that's up 12. November, new crop, 910.5, up 12. The January 921.5 is up 11.75. Note that the November beans are back above $9, and there's a lot of calls out there with that $9 strike. On the wheat side of things, we're seeing some bull spreading there with the July Chicago wheat at 503, back above $5, 12.5 cents higher. December at 522 is up a dime. We see the meal market again stronger. For a while, we'd been hanging around $300 a ton. We're now, the July futures are at $325.40. That's up $6.40. While the July bean oil is just kind of a laggard on this move, $27.83. That's up 10. On the livestock markets, we've seen the markets really jumpy in the hogs this week. They're down today. The June live hogs at $83.35 is down $1.82. The June cattle, 60 cents higher. I look for those to work a little bit higher going into the outset of the month. The August cattle at 108.02 is up just 17. Feeder cattle for August, 142.60, that's down 12. Feeder cattle have had a really tough time trying to stay above this market, and certainly higher feed costs aren't helping much. We see the metals markets are a little bit lower except for silver. The crude oil, again, a huge move in the last week's time. The July crude at $59.05 is up 24 cents, but it wasn't that long ago. We were in the mid-60s. The dollar index, 98.16 on the June, is up 12 cents. Certainly, the strong dollar, particularly against the Brazilian real, has spurred a lot of farmer sales in Brazil this week. Funds are still short the bean market. I think they're getting pretty even there, but it looks to me like they're a little bit long on corn and still short the wheat. We continue to see extremely volatile price action, and that likely will continue. 438's been a stopping point for the nearby corn futures. It'll be interesting to see whether we can get above that in this week's trade. Look for export bookings report out tomorrow. I think one of the key things I'll be looking for is whether there are pork sales to China. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. It's 69 degrees at 9 o'clock. We've got NPR News coming up next, followed by 1A at 6 past the hour. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today, a chance of a thunderstorm at a high of 80 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of a thunderstorm this evening, otherwise partly cloudy skies and a low of 59 degrees. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, a high of 79, and Saturday, mostly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm late in the day with a high of 81. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 69 degrees at 9:01.